There's fear and exhaustion. Fear and exhaustion. These are the things that make us work. Spends all day doing stuff we don't care about. That we don't want to do. Maybe it's even wrong. But I do it, you do it. More than 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours. It sucks. Deal with people who infantilize us. They scold us and tell us what to do. More, faster, not fast enough. Work faster. Every day, all day. How are you supposed to be interested? The whole point of life is to escape from this thing that you're stuck in. We're all stuck in it. The whole point is to escape from this horrible thing that we're all stuck in. And we can't. The only way to escape, though, is to try harder at the thing we hate so we can get money and save it for the escape. But we never did escape. We meant to escape before, but it didn't work. I meant to escape before. I've tried this escape many times. I've delayed my gratification many times, my happiness. And what happens is, I've never gotten to the thing I wanted. I've never been happy. I've never gotten to the thing. I just sacrificed. It's all a mind game. To sacrifice. For what? For the future? For whose future? Someone else's. Sacrifice yourself for someone else. Even if you know what you're doing is wrong and hurting people. You have to do it to survive because you're terrified. We're all terrified. Make sure you follow through. You gotta follow through on the task list. Make sure you do those tasks on the task list. Otherwise it's bad. Remember all the names of the people that you fucking hate. You have to remember all their names and read them off the name tags. And they tell you... You tell them your name. Your name. Is it Dia? Dia? Dio? Dio. What kind of fucking name is that? These are your captors. Are you happy to meet your captors? And that's everything. Life after life. And maybe you escape. Maybe you become self-employed and figure out how to rip everyone else off. You figured out how to beat them all. You figured out how to fuck everyone over harder than they're fucking you. Isn't that great? That's real power, isn't it? When you figure out how to make other people miserable instead of them making you miserable, or both. And then you have to weigh how much are other people making you miserable versus how much you're making other people miserable. And if you're winning, there's a positive balance, right? And that's everything. How many people can you control? How many people have control over you? This is the balance that everything hangs on. You can't be alone. Mind your own business. No. You have to keep bugging. Everyone has to keep sticking their fingers in you. And you have to keep kicking down. Making sure the people trying to climb up don't overtake you. So you have to keep kicking down, yelling down and yelling up, please, please bring me up there. And hope that the other people. Just stop kicking for a second so you can just get another inch up, and this is the whole life until you die. Until you die, and then there's nothing. That's what we were waiting for. That's the end. That's the secret surprise. You get sick, you get old, your body breaks down, and we all die. That's the prize. And there's nothing after that. There's nothing. They lied to you if you think there's something after that. Anyway, this is what I think of all day. Why am I doing this? I don't want to do this. I fucking hate this, but I have to do it. We have to do it. We have to do it. You have to do it. All day. And pay your fucking taxes. Pay your fucking taxes. Pay your fucking taxes so we can bomb the shit out of everyone else. Bomb the shit out of the other countries. The other people. Because they're stupid fucks. They're weak and stupid and evil. They don't know what they're doing. So we have to bomb them and kill them. With the money that you earn from doing all this shit that you hate. For people that you hate all day wasting your life. It's beautiful. You're beautiful. Machine, the killing machine, the death machine that lives on your soul and sucks your soul.